We're going to be looking at the subject very briefly in our devotion tonight before going to prayer. Entering into the rest of the Lord. Entering into his rest. You know, Jesus made the statement, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And our Lord, who brought and fulfilled and brought to realization the new covenant, we now enter into our main text of the evening, Hebrews chapter 4. Notice what the Word of God says. Hebrews chapter 4, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." Now, in context, we are looking at professing Jewish believers who may or may not have been saved, but they were contemplating going back into Judaism and the system of legality and works. We studied the book of Hebrews sometime, so we're not going to go deeply into that. But my message is actually going to be applicational for us. Isn't it true sometimes that we as believers who profess to know Jesus Christ as our Savior, the way we live our lives in reality from day to day, we are not living in his rest. The frantic tyranny of the urgent and the schedules and the anxiety that so often encompasses us about. In reality, we can ask ourselves in a practical way, are we failing to enter into his rest in applying the biblical principles of the new covenant? And as we are already halfway, believe it or not, into the new month now, the month of January 2018, we need to ask ourselves, am I entering into his rest as I face the unknown? Ah, now we're introducing another subject, the unknown that lies before us in the year 2018. Which of you can tell me what is going to happen in your life in 2018? Can anyone here tell me? Oh, you may have your anticipations and, wrongly stated, but nonetheless stated, your expectations you may have. But none of us can truly say, I know what's going to take place in 2018. Oh, we can make a general statement. God's going to be in control in 2018. God's going to have his way. But I'm speaking specifically about your life. And you see, with the unknown, are we willing to enter into his rest? Or are we facing the new year with the anxieties and the apprehensions which really characterize the world more than God's children? If we tend to get caught up in the hurry-worry syndrome, and by the way, you want to know how I spell syndrome? S-I-N, not S-Y-N, because it is a sin. The hurry-worry syndrome, syndrome, because it is a sin to fail to enter into his rest. You see, it isn't just salvation rest that we're talking about. It's sanctification rest. It's the rest that ought to impact every part of our lives, even when we're looking at the face of the devil before us. The biblical basis for this inner rest, as Hebrews 4 tells us, really rests upon our relationship with God. And I want to share, just for a few moments, five truths that ought to help us to enter into his rest in a practical way. Okay, number one, we need to trust in Jesus Christ and his finished work at Calvary for our sins. There could be someone listening to this message today, and this message has nothing to do with you because you've never been saved, and you have to go back to that point. You have to come back to the place of having peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, because you're at enmity by nature against God, and an enemy can never have rest when he faces his foes. So therefore, you need to get saved. You need to come to the place where all of your problems, and yes, they are there, but we need to begin to look inwardly at our rebellion against God, the wrong choices that we have made, the philosophy that we can save ourselves and we can pull ourselves out of our own problems. We need to come and realize that Jesus Christ bore our sins and that we need to receive him as personal Savior. So therefore, that is step number one, and Hebrews 4 is dealing in the context of that, making sure you have that firm foundation. How firm a foundation is Jesus our Lord? And that is the finished work of Jesus Christ at Calvary. Have you experienced and placed your trust in Jesus Christ? That's number one. And if you're entering into the year 2018 and you haven't settled that, that's where it needs to begin. You need to realize that you have a loving Heavenly Father that sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. Because the Word of God says all things work together to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. And that gateway of salvation is essential to enter into Romans 8:28 and Philippians 1:6. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. Well, how can you claim Philippians 1:6 if he hasn't begun the work in saving your soul? You have never received his provision there. So that's number one, trusting in Christ's finished work at Calvary for your sins. Number two, if we're going to enter into God's rest for us, we need to acknowledge, that God is in full control of our lives. Now that's easy to say, but it's plenty hard to live out. We need to acknowledge that he is in full control. Now, when you're in panic mode and the unanticipated happens, how easy it is to forget that and begin falling apart. You know, with God, when you realize that he's in full control, there are no accidents, no surprises to God. He calls the shots in your life, and you have to acknowledge that he is in full control. So therefore, when something happens, we need to remind ourselves, God knew that this would happen, and he included it in his plan, his perfect plan for me. And therefore, I am not going to go into panic mode. I am going to believe that he is in control. And you know what? If he was in control of our redemption from the foundation of the world, and if he works all things for his glory, and he has predestined all things, Ephesians 1:11, according to the counsel of his own will, all things includes you and the little things in my life. Therefore, number two, we have to acknowledge that God is in full control of our lives. Nothing is out of control. Number three, we need to keep taking God at his word if we're going to enter into his rest. Keep taking God at his word. And that presupposes that we are in his word and that we are applying his word to day-to-day life. We claim these promises by faith, and the just shall live by faith. Faith isn't something that just gets you saved and then that you know you can bail out of that mode. Faith is the very, very essence of our lives daily. And we need to take God at His word and apply His word to the particular circumstances that we are facing. And we need to consider them in His word as if God were speaking directly to us. We need to take God at His word. Number four, we need to rest in Him. You know, there needs to be a conscious refusal to worry or fret. We need to really consciously make that assertion and say it out loud. Listen, some of you talk to yourselves anyway. I do. Now, when I start getting answers back, Melody will call the people with the white coats to get me. But, you know, housewives talk to themselves when they clean. You know, it's interesting. None of you are giving me any strange looks. So evidently you do talk to yourselves. Is that right, ladies? Let me get a nod there. Do I get an amen? Huh? Okay. Well, you know what? Some of you men talk to yourselves too. And no, I'm not talking about when you hit your thumb with a hammer. I'm talking about practicing the presence of the Lord. Well, part of resting in Him is refusing to worry or fret. You need to tell yourself that. Remind yourself about that. You'll be surprised that when you remind yourself about that, it will put you into that faith mode. And you need to cease from your own ways of trying to manipulate things. Just like the Lord, our God, rested from His creative week. Well, you know what? We need to rest from our works. Keep that in mind. Number five. Keep trusting in Him. Don't stop. Keep trusting in Him. You know, today's victory does not guarantee tomorrow's victory. You cannot afford to wander away. When trials come, continue in that calm frame of mind until God sovereignly intervenes and solves the problem. Keep trusting in Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord. That means to lean on Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Turn in closing to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. Let's look at Psalm 46, a wonderful, wonderful portion of Scripture here. Martin Luther got his hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, from this wonderful chapter here. Notice what it says in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He's there when you need Him. He's there when you don't think you do, and you need Him really the most. When you have a tendency to be self-sufficient, He's very present help. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed. No matter what the media is trying to put out, no matter what people are saying about the economy, God's still in control. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Even though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, the waters roar and be troubled, mountains shake with swelling. What does the word of God say in verse 7? The Lord of armies, literally, He is with us. Wow. You know what? You have the Lord's army to protect you. When you're faced with trials and testings and you find yourself in a hospital room or you find yourself in a sick room or you find yourself in an office needing help and counsel and difficulty, the Lord and his army, you have an army with you. Just like Elisha said, greater and more so are those that are with us. And Gehazi was all bent out of shape, worried about the Syrian army. They that are with us are more than they that are with them. We and the Lord and his host make a majority. And then look at verse 10. Be still. You know, the idea of be still has the idea of cease striving. Stop fretting. Be still. Stop fussing. Stop fretting. Stop turning yourself inside out. Focus on me and know that I am God. I am Elohim. I am the Mighty One. And God would say, you mock me and you insult me when you think that the problem is greater than I am. Think about that. What are we saying about God when we're fretting and fussing and filled with anxiety? I know that he knows that we are dust and he knows our frailties and he forgives us, and I'm glad for that. But we need to realize what a beautiful and refreshing thing it would be to see people really relaxing in him, thoroughly at peace because we are leaning in him. Folks, let's enter into his rest this year and every year till he brings us home to be with him. Father, thank you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, that although we are so prone to waver and doubt and be filled with anxiety, Lord, you tell us that by being and resting in you, that, Lord, we can have victory. Thank you for the victory that was accomplished through Jesus Christ. And Lord, not only did you take care of the details of bringing us to Christ, but Lord, you'll care for all of the daily details until you bring us home to be with you. So bless us, Lord, and help us to keep on trusting and resting. I pray, Lord, for one that may be listening that has not taken that first step, and they want a smooth ride, but Lord, they're not willing to come to you first. They are failing to see about their need of Christ and are content to just be fed with the loaves and fish and never partake of the living bread. But Lord, we thank you that you do care for your own. Bless us now as we go to prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.